First case on our calendar is 03414, City of Reynoldsburg versus Licken County Budget Commission. Mr. Gorey.
Chief Justice, Justices, thank you. My name is James Gorey, and I do represent the appellants in this case. The Board of Tax Appeals below declared the two alternative formulas for Licken County to be void, to be a nullity. They did so by determining that the Budget Commission intended the two formulas to have starting dates or effective dates, when in fact the formulas have no such starting dates. The formulas do not set forth an effective date or a starting date. The BTA then, having determined that the Budget Commission intended the formulas to have an effective date, relied upon this court's decision in City of Girard versus Trumbull County Board of Revision, and declared that because the Budget Commission intended the formulas to be effective before they could legally be effective, the formulas were a nullity and they were void. We submit to the court that the BTA was not permitted to rewrite the two formulas, to rewrite them by inserting starting dates into the formulas, when in fact the formulas had no starting dates. If the Budget Commission had intended the two formulas to have starting dates, it would have put starting dates into the formula. We believe those principles alone are sufficient to justify a reversal of the BTA's decision. We would agree that if a provision of the alternative formulas was vague or ambiguous, then perhaps the BTA could look to the intent of the Budget Commission. These formulas had no starting dates. That's crystal clear. The BTA was not permitted to go behind the formulas in an attempt to determine what the Budget Commission intended. The Budget Commission that adopted the formulas, the subdivisions, 41 of them, that approved the formulas, and the BTA are bound by the actual language of the formulas. Because there are no starting dates in the formulas, the BTA was not permitted to go behind the formulas in an effort to determine what the Budget Commission may or may not have intended. It is our position that there shouldn't be anyone in this room who cares whether the Budget Commission intended the formulas to have a starting date or had no such intention. We also believe that this is precisely what this court held in the second part of the City of Girard case. This court said that the BTA was not permitted to go behind the language of the alternative formulas in an effort to determine the intent of the subdivisions that were required by law to approve the formulas. That principle is precisely the principle we believe governs this case. The BTA is not permitted to go behind the actual language of the formula in an attempt to determine what the Budget Commission may or may not have intended. The second aspect of this case that I want to briefly mention is, even if the BTA was entitled to look behind the actual language of the formulas in some vain effort to determine what the Budget Commission intended, there is not a single shred of evidence, not one item of evidence in this record, that supports the BTA's conclusions that the Budget Commission intended the formulas to have a starting date. The Budget Commission intended no such thing. And it should not be surprising, then, that there is no evidence in the record to support the BTA's conclusions. On page 17 of the BTA's decision, it states, quote, "The record demonstrates that the LGF, local government fund formula, was specifically adopted for use in making the 1973 allocation and distribution." There is no evidence in the record to support that. On page 16 of its decision, the only item of evidence the BTA cites on page 16 of its opinion is a letter that George Buchanan, the county auditor, wrote to the 41 subdivisions requesting approval of the alternative formula. There isn't a single sentence in that letter that states that the Budget Commission intended the LGF to be effective or to start for 1973. There isn't a single sentence in that letter that says that the Budget Commission intended the formulas to have an effective date. At the bottom of the letter, in a PS section, Buchanan wrote that, for comparative purposes, that if a subdivision would adopt or approve the formula, then its share of the 1993 allocation would be X. The PS section says, your 1972 allocation was blank. Your 1973 allocation will be blank. And what George did was fill in the blanks. He compared so that the subdivisions who were going to vote on the formula, it was straightforward percentage for each one of the 41 subdivisions, he compared their 1972 distribution to what they would get under the 1973, or what they would get in 1973 under the alternative formula, if, of course, the formula was effective for 1973. That is the sole piece of evidence, a letter from a county auditor, who's not the Budget Commission, who isn't entitled to speak for the Budget Commission, even though he's a member. He wrote the letter as a county auditor. The only piece of evidence that the BTA relies upon to hold that the members of the Budget Commission had the intent to have the formula start for 1973. That letter reflects no such intent. It doesn't prove anything about what the Budget Commission intended when it adopted the formula. And it flies in the face of the fact that the two formulas, or the local government formula, had no starting date. The second thing that the BTA relied upon, and the Reynoldsburg relies upon with respect to the LGF formula, is the claim that the Budget Commission actually used the LGF formula for making the 1973 distribution. The claim is that the Budget Commission used the formula to make the 1973 distribution, then it must have intended the formula to be effective for that date, and consequently it was void. The fact is that the Budget Commission did not use the new formula to make the 1973 distribution.
Counsel, if we reverse the BTA, what formula should apply for which years?
If this court reverses the BTA, the alternative formulas stand, and the Budget Commission, as it has agreed throughout the course of this litigation, will incorporate Reynoldsburg into the two alternative formulas on a permanent basis. And it will use this court's decision in Buckeye Lake, which dealt with precisely the same formula. It will incorporate Reynoldsburg into the formula as a practical way of resolving all of this litigation, and Reynoldsburg will get and become a permanent member entitled to participate in distribution of the two formulas. That is what the Budget Commission has been contending since 1998.
There's no suggestion that the statutory formula would be used, is that right?
There is, the statutory formula cannot be used if the alternative formulas are valid. Okay. This court held in the first round of this litigation that alternative formulas do not have to be adopted and approved every year. In Buckeye Lake, you said that the way to resolve the claim of a new subdivision to participate in the alternative formulas was to incorporate the new subdivision into the alternative formulas. We have been willing since 1998 to incorporate Reynoldsburg into the two formulas. In fact, following the remand by the BTA, we, in fact, permanently incorporated, we being the Budget Commission, permanently incorporated Reynoldsburg into the formulas. They then turned around and filed a second appeal with the BTA where they claimed that the alternative formulas were void, which was precisely the issue we litigated in the first round. So
what years, what, 97 and 98, what if you prevail, what formula would apply?
If we prevail, we will stick to the bargain we made with Reynoldsburg when we decided to remand the case from the BTA. We agreed that we will incorporate Reynoldsburg on a permanent basis into the two alternative formulas, and we will give them a share each year. We agreed to start that in 97 and 98, which was the 2 years they appealed.
Right.
We also agreed to give them a permanent share, to give them a share of both formulas for 99, 2000, and 2001, which are years they never appealed.
Okay.
And from then on.
So those years, it would be correct to say, exceeded, they were outside the remand order.
That is correct. But we,
but by agreement.
We, in fact, yes, the Budget Commission issued a distribution giving Reynoldsburg a share of both funds for 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2001. A brand new appeal for 2002 is pending, and we will, of course, incorporate, give them their share of the alternative formulas for 2002 and forever, henceforth. That's all we've been attempting to accomplish by this 7 years of litigation. I simply also want to indicate to the court that the evidentiary situation with respect to the LGRAF, Local Government Revenue Assistance Fund, is even worse than the situation with respect to the LGRAF, the LGF. The BTA, in its decision, states that the Budget Commission sought approval of the LGRAF formula in 1989. It doesn't even say they intended it to be effective for 1989. They simply sought approval. And because they sought approval for 1989, the formula was void, a nullity, ab initio, because the formula couldn't be effective for 1989. I think everybody knew that. There is no evidence. If you look at the BTA's decision, the BTA says on page 24, the record demonstrates that the commission sought approval of the LGRAF alternative formula expressly for the 1999-1990 allocation. There is no evidence. The BTA doesn't cite any evidence for that conclusion. And the reason it didn't cite any, because it was aware that there wasn't any evidence in the record. Extraordinary. Reynoldsburg, in its brief, in its merit brief, claims on page 19 that the Budget Commission used the new LGRAF formula for making the 1990 distribution, and consequently it must have had the intent that the formula apply for this year, even though, again, there was no starting date in the formula. Reynoldsburg cites the Budget Commission's resolution of October 6, 1989 for proof that the Budget Commission used the new formula for 1990. That resolution shows no such thing. The first part of that resolution shows the Budget Commission's allocation of the LGRAF for the last 6 months of 1989. That was done pursuant to special legislation of the General Assembly. That's section 143 of House Bill 111, which was a budget bill, which said you make a one-time special allocation of the LGRAF for the last 6 months of 89, and that's what that resolution shows. The second part of that resolution shows the distribution of the LGF, not the LGRAF, not the 1990 formula, shows the LGF distribution for 1990. So once again, there is no evidence in the record to show that the Budget Commission used the alternative formula. Budget Commission, Reynoldsburg also cites a letter as evidence that the Budget Commission intended the formula LGF to be effective for 1990. They cite a letter from the clerk of the Madison Township Board of Trustees. And of course, as I said, to the BTA, what possible relevance to the intent of the Budget Commission could a letter from a township clerk have? And the answer is none whatsoever. Anyway, that letter says, we, the township, concur. It was written to George Buchanan. We, the township, concur in your 1990 formula. George's letter, once again, made no reference to the fact that the Budget Commission intended the formula to be effective for 1990. George's letter did not say the formula would be effective for 1990. I am sorry. I have run out of time.
Thank you.
I thank the court.
Mr. Carlson.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice. Good morning, Justices. I'm Craig Carlson here on behalf of the appellee, the City of Reynoldsburg. Reynoldsburg requests this court uphold the BTA's reasonable and lawful order requiring the Licking County Budget Commission to allocate the 1997 through 2002 local government fund and revenue assistance funds pursuant to the statutory formulas set forth in revised code sections 5747.51 and 5747.62 respectively, because the alternative formulas which the Budget Commission used to allocate those funds for those years are void as a matter of law. I know the court is well aware of the facts giving rise to this dispute, particularly because this is the party's second appearance before this court. But I want to begin by pointing out that this case represents Reynoldsburg's attempt over the last decade to obtain proper allocations from the Budget Commission under two statutory local government assistance funds. When the parties first appeared before this court, it was because Reynoldsburg had entirely excluded, the Budget Commission had entirely excluded Reynoldsburg from participating at all. We're here now because after finally agreeing to allow Reynoldsburg to participate, the Budget Commission allocated funds to Reynoldsburg under improperly promulgated alternative formulas instead of the statutory formulas to which Reynoldsburg is entitled. Reynoldsburg appealed from these improper allocations and argued to the BTA that they had been untimely adopted because they were not adopted within the statutory deadline expressly set forth in the Ohio Revised Code.
BTA. Is the timeliness the only, when you say they're not valid or legal, is the timeliness the only issue, or is there something about the formulation that is also violates the statutes?
Justice Pfeiffer, the timeliness is the only issue that is before this court. There were other attacks on the method of allocation which were before the BTA, but the BTA decided this issue solely on the timeliness, which has brought us before you today. Contrary to the argument that the Budget Commission made earlier, we believe actually if the court were to reverse the BTA's decision, then frankly needs to be remanded to the BTA for their consideration of our additional arguments, some of which do attack other aspects of the allocation as opposed to the timeliness.
Such as?
Such as whether they did incorporate the Buckeye Lake calculation, so whether they included actual population statistics. We have our chart on page 29.
Factual matters rather than legal issues.
No, Your Honor, I would think that our fifth assignment of error before the BTA, we talked about an abuse of discretion relating to the Ohio Constitution, is more of a legal issue than a factual issue. I'm not sure I would necessarily couch the remaining arguments as necessarily factual as opposed to legal.
Okay, well, we have to decide this case. And once we decide it, we're going to rule on the issue that's before us one way or the other. And either way, something has to happen after that. And I'm looking for guidance as to how we get that right. So you need to tell us, if we rule for you, what would happen? If we rule against you, what should happen next?
Your Honor, if you were to rule against us, then we believe this matter should be sent back to BTA for their consideration of our remaining assignments of error. If you rule for us, then we submit this matter should be remanded to the BTA and, consistent with this court's 1991 Shawnee decision, simply have the BTA allocate the funds pursuant to the statutory formula. That's exactly what this court did in its 1991 Shawnee decision, and then the timeliness issue was further addressed by this court in the 1994 Girard decision authored by Justice Resnick.
And what years, if we ruled for you, would be included?
We would ask that all years from 97 through 2002 be included as part of the statutory formula.
Thank you.
Thank you. Justice Pfeiffer, I think that's a good segue into the timeliness issue, because the Budget Commission argues that it did not need to comply with its statutory deadline set forth in Revised Code Section 5705.27 if the alternative formulas it adopted did not expressly state a first year of application. county essentially contends it can disregard a statutory deadline when promulgating an alternative formula, so long as the formula it promulgates does not contain a starting date. We think that this actually misrepresents the record before the BTA in this case. BTA found from the record before it, and I will address that in a few moments as to what it relied upon, that the commission intended to use the alternative formula it adopted in 1972 for the local government fund distribution in 1973, and the record before the BTA, which it looked at, did demonstrate that that's what the Budget Commission did. And it used the Revenue Assistance Fund alternative formula adopted in 1989 for the 1990 distribution and did indeed distribute it, despite not meeting the September 1 deadline either time. As the Budget Commission acknowledged in its brief to the BTA, which appears at page 123 of our supplement, the Budget Commission adopted the Local Government Fund alternative formula in November of 1972, and the required number of subdivisions did not approve it until February of 1973. The Budget Commission adopted the Revenue Assistance Fund alternative formula in August of 1989, but the required number of subdivisions did not approve it until October of 1989. Thus, in neither instance did the Budget Commission meet the September 1 deadline, because again, returning to this court's 1994 Girard decision, the Budget Commission needed to complete its work by at least adopting and approving that formula prior to September 1. Because the Budget Commission did not adopt those formulas prior to September 1 in either 1972 or 1989, under Girard, this court's 1994 decision, and the 1991 Shawnee decision, those alternative formulas never came into existence, and the Budget Commission had to allocate those funds under their respective statutory formulas.
Counselor, that's where I seem to be hung up on your argument here, that because they were not adopted by the September 1st, that they are totally without force or effect for the subsequent years. And obviously the read from the Budget Commission is that they are valid for not the year in which they were passed because of missing the September, but because there is no language expressly stating a time certain, that they become prospectively valid.
Justice O'Connor, we believe that obviously Reynoldsburg and Licking County have a fundamental philosophical difference in the reading of the Girard and Shawnee decisions. In both Shawnee and Girard, there was evidence that the Budget Commission had intended to use an alternative formula for the next year, but had not adopted that formula prior to the September 1 deadline. In the Shawnee decision, therefore, this court said that formula never came into existence, and you needed to allocate pursuant to the statutory formula, and this court upheld the decision in part and remanded the BTA's decision in part and remanded it back to the BTA for them to determine the statutory formula allocation. And that was an issue where the formula had been adopted in 1986 for 1987 distribution, and it was a 1991 decision, so there was a gap there of 4 years. Similarly, in Girard, which occurred 3 years later, there was an allocation that had a formula that was adopted in 1992 for 1993, and then the court's decision here was 1994. And again, this court said, in addressing that very argument that you were just talking about, Justice O'Connor, which is the argument the appellant made there, which the Budget Commission makes here, in which they said that a multi-year alternative formula, which is invalidly adopted beyond the September 1 deadline, in the year of its intended inception, is simply postponed and can be used the following year. This court said at page 192 of the Girard decision, quote, appellants misconstrue the import of failing to adopt an alternative formula by the September 1 deadline. The deadline is a statutory precondition to the existence of a purported alternative method of allocation, regardless of its intended longevity, end quote. We read the Girard decision and the Shawnee decision to say, if they did not adopt the alternative formulas within the September 1 deadline, they did not come into existence, and they could not be used for future years. This court has long held that factual determinations are in the province of the BTA. And the BTA found in the record from this case, citing testimony from the Licking County Budget Commissioner and Secretary of the Budget Commission, George Buchanan, citing correspondence between the subdivisions and the Budget Commission, and citing Budget Commission minutes, and we cite in particular pages 18 and 19 of our brief discuss those minutes for both the local government fund allocation and the revenue assistance fund allocations. And the court determined that the Budget Commission intended to use and did use the local government fund alternative formula adopted in 1972 for 1973, and the revenue assistance fund alternative formula adopted in 1989 for 1990. Justices, with regard to the Budget Commission's first assignment of error, based upon the record before the BTA, we believe that unless this court wishes to overturn its Girard decision, then the Budget Commission's first assignment of error is without merit. I'd like to briefly address the other assignments of error, even though they weren't discussed on argument this morning. Turning to the second assignment of error, the Budget Commission contends that Reynoldsburg may not attack the allocations, either because it purportedly waived its right to do so or because the doctrine of res judicata precludes it from doing so at this time. The BTA contends that res judicata precludes, Budget Commission contends that res judicata precludes the BTA from considering the argument of whether the Budget Commission timely adopted the alternative formulas. However, that issue was not addressed by the BTA or this court in Reynoldsburg's prior appeal, and res judicata did not prevent such an argument. In making its res judicata argument, the Budget Commission relies upon this court's 1995 D'Ambrosio death penalty decision, again authored by Justice Resnick. And that decision makes clear that res judicata applies only to those claims that could have been raised on an initial appeal. As the BTA noted in its order, Reynoldsburg did object to the allocation formula on its initial appeal, but that was an issue that was not addressed by the BTA or this court in the first appeal. But really, it was not until 2000.
Counsel, but the BTA, when it remanded it to include Reynoldsburg in the alternate formula. It was a stipulation you didn't sign, and you didn't file any contest to the motion to remand. And then once the remand happened, you'd have filed no appeal claiming that, no, we shouldn't be put into the alternate formula. We really should be into a statutory formula. So I have some sympathy with their position, and why should that not be res judicata when those issues clearly were in the remand order and you never did anything about them, at least for the 2 years that were covered by the order? Now, maybe you could argue you have a new right to appeal the 3 years that they ended up adding, but certainly the 2 years that were in the order said put you in the alternate formula, and you never appealed that.
Actually, Justice Lundberg-Stratton, the way we read that order, which appears at page 102 of the supplement, the BTA ordered the commission to allocate funds to Reynoldsburg under the local government fund and the revenue assistance fund and to incorporate into the alternative formulas. We do not read that order as telling, the BTA telling the Budget Commission to allocate pursuant to those alternative formulas it had used beginning in 1972 or 1989, respectively.
But those were the only formulas on the table. Those were the only ones in use. That would seem a pretty obvious thing they were going to do. You certainly didn't realistically expect Reynoldsburg to go back and change everything to a statutory formula, did you?
Your Honor, if the alternative formulas were not initially valid, then they needed to use the statutory formula. And as the BTA noted, it was not actually the remand itself that harmed us, because it did not say allocate pursuant to the alternative formulas you have already decided. It was the actual allocation when they used the improper formulas that harmed us. And that's why we believe res judicata does not bar our argument and the BTA properly considered it.
Counselor, do you see any distinction made by the appellant here that the Girard case specifically had language in the adoption of the alternative formula that gave it a date certain for its start, whereas that is not the case in the matter before us?
No, Justice O'Connor, returning to my point earlier, we believe the Girard case simply held that where someone wanted to use a multi-year alternative statute that simply was not adopted in its first year of intended inception, and it does not contain...
With language stating the date or the year in which it was intended to be utilized, and they missed the statutory date for that particular year, even though the language referenced subsequent years as well.
Except, Justice O'Connor, this court's language in Girard does not say, including when that formula includes its stated date of first use. The Girard decision states its intended first year of inception. And we believe, based on the factual record for the BTA, that the intended year of inception for the 72 local government fund alternative formula was 1973, and the intended use of inception for the 1989 revenue assistance fund alternative formula was 1990, and that indeed those alternative formulas were used for both of those years. We think the Budget Commission is simply reading too much in Girard and ascribing a restriction to it that this court did not put on in Girard, and therefore would be applicable to this case. Turning finally, really, to what may be the heart of the Budget Commission's concern with Reynoldsburg's attempts to obtain these allocations, Budget Commission contends that a subdivision that did not request an allocation in the very first year in which an alternative formula was purportedly adopted may never challenge that formula or may never challenge that adoption, even though it eventually receives funds under that allocation. The Budget Commission's third proposition of law effectively insulates all alternative allocation formulas and all 88 Ohio counties from meritorious challenges from subdivisions that did not have an request an allocation in the year in which the formula was originally adopted. The BTA rejected this contention, and we note that its position corresponds with the plain language of the revised code, which permits Reynoldsburg to appeal from actions of the commission that aggrieve it. The revised code does not contain exceptions for municipalities which did not happen to request an allocation in the year of a purported adoption. This court does not allow Reynoldsburg to fail to conform its statutory, its procedures to its statutory guidelines, no matter how long ago that lapse occurred. I see my time is running out, so in conclusion, I state that Reynoldsburg submits the BTA's order, finding the Revenue Assistance Fund alternative formulas and the Local Government Fund alternative formulas to be invalid was reasonable and lawful, and Reynoldsburg requests this court uphold the BTA's order. Thank you.
Mr. Gorey, you've used your time. Can you take 30 seconds?
I thank the court. I want to respond briefly to Justice Pfeiffer's question about how to resolve this issue. If this court holds that the alternative formulas are valid, or there is no evidence in the record to suggest they are void, then the alternative formulas stand. Under Buckeye Lake, we must incorporate Reynoldsburg into the formulas. Under the alternative formula sections 574753 and 574763, those sections state that the actions of the County Budget Commission taken pursuant to this section are final and may not be appealed to the Board of Tax Appeals except on the issues of abuse of discretion. We have already agreed, and we did so in connection with the agreement to remand the issue back to the Budget Commission, that Reynoldsburg may contest under these two statutes whether or not the Budget Commission abused its discretion in the manner in which it incorporated Reynoldsburg into the formulas. That will still be before the BTA.
So if we rule for you, should it go back to the BTA then?
It will go back to the BTA.
For determination of the
abuse of discretion
the
issue.
Abuse of discretion, the factual issues relating to
Justice
the territory
Pfeiffer.
Incorporated.
That is absolutely correct, and then we'll be up here again litigating the issue of abuse of discretion. I also, if I may.
You've used your time.
Thank you very much.
The case is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion.